Izwi lethu silthole encwadini yokuqala kaJohane.
Our gospel, or our word, is from the first letter of John.
Incwadi yokuqala kaJohane, isahluko sokuqala.
The first letter and also the first chapter.
Kusukela evesini lesithupha.
From verse 5.
Nanti izwi esalizwa kuye. Sinishumayeza lona lokuthi uNkulunkulu ungukhanya. Ubumnyama abukho kuye nakanye.
This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
Uma sithi sinenhlanganyelo naye, sibe sisahamba ebumnyameni, sinamanga, asenzi iqiniso.
If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
Kepha uma sihamba ekukhanyeni, njengalokhu yena uqobo esekukhanyeni, khona sinenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye, negazi likaJesu indodana yakhe liyasihlambulula ezonweni zonke.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
Uma sithi asinasono, siyazikhohlisa neqiniso alikho kithi.
If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Uma sivumi izono zethu, uthembekile, ulungile ukuba sithethelele izono, asihlambulule kukho konke ukungalungi.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Uma sithi asonanga simenze umqambi manga nezwi lakhe alikho kithi.
If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar and his word has no place in our lives.
Manje ipointi lokuqala esilitholayo lapha okuyindikimba yendaba, indaba yesono.
Now, one of the key points here is the fact of sin.
Isono siyinto enzima.
Sin is something terrible.
Isono siyinto yokufa.
Sin brings about death.
Akumelwe kuba isono sibuye sithathwe kalula.
Sin should never be taken lightly.
Uma umuntu esivivi,
if a person is lukewarm,
engaxokami ngokomoya eyihudula,
and is not alert spiritually,
engakwazi ukusaluma omunye umuntu ngesono noma isole yena,
and cannot rebuke anybody else for their sin or even rebuke themselves,
kusho ukuthi ungenwa ukufa, usedliwa ukufa.
That means that death is already at work in that person's life.
Besumuntu athi hawu, kodwa lokhu kuyisono esincane. Hayi, lokhu ke kuyisono esikhulu.
And then a person will say, well, don't worry about that. It's just a small sin. Yes, that is a serious sin.
Ngempela kuNkulunkulu, asikho isono esikhulu nesono esincane.
Before God, There is no differentiation. There is no great sin or small sin.
Noma siphi sono, into yokufa.
Any sin pertains to death.
Ngesijalmani kushiwo kahle. Jede Sünde ist eine Todsünde. Wenza isono ufile. Asikho isono esincane. Asikho isono esingonywana. Konke kungukufa phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu.
Every sin leads to death. There's no such thing as a small sin or a great sin. It's a sin before God.
Yikho kufanele ukuba isono singathathwa kalula.
That is why we can never take sin lightly.
UJesu wathi ungaphingi.
Jesus said, thou shalt not commit adultery.
Kodwa uma ubukwe esifazane umkhanuke ngeso lakho suphingile.
But he said, if you only so much as look at a woman with lust, you've already committed adultery with her.
Uso isifebe phambi kwakho uNkulunkulu, asikho isifebe noma isiphingi esiyokwazi ukungena ezulwini.
Before God, you're an adulterer. And no adulterer or prostitute will ever enter heaven.
UJesu wathi, uma uthukuthelela umuntu, usumbulele.
Jesus said, if you get angry with your brother, you've already murdered him.
Kukhona abantu abashoyo ukuthi ke cha mina ngisona isono esikhulu angakabulala umuntu. Anga divorce. Anga kwenzi lokhu okubi. Kusho ukuthi ngingcono kuNkulunkulu kunababulali nabathakathi na neyifebe.
Some people say, well, I have never committed a great sin. I've never committed adultery. I haven't got divorced. I've never killed anybody. So I'm better than those who are prostitutes and murderers.
Umuntu okhuluma kanjalo akayiboni ukuthi usefile. Ufile unjengomhedeni.
A person who speaks like that doesn't realize that he is dead. He is like a raw heathen.
UNkulunkulu uthathe isono kanzima. Serious.
God takes sin very seriously. In the Old Testament, we read of a person. A man by the name of
Achan. Ningathathi lutho kwakhona.
God had said that when you go against Jericho and you have destroyed it, you should take none of the devoted things.
Bekuyimpenkulu yase Jericho.
It was a great battle against Jericho.
Amasosha amadoda kwaIsrayeli. Ayizinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha.
There were 60,000.
600.
600,000 Israelite soldiers.
Just think of such an army. 600,000 men.
Cabanga impi engaga izinkulungwane ezingamakhulu ayisithupha.
Kodwa oyedwa phakathi kwabo wona.
But one of them said,
uma esendlini khona eJericho wabona igolide, wabona isiliva, waqalaza ngapha nangapha, wangabona muntu, wayithatha lento. wayifihla.
There in Jericho, when he entered one of the homes, he found gold and silver there. He looked all around, didn't see anybody, and then he took it for himself and he hid it away.
Lento yabanhle kuye. Wayibuka wayithanda.
It looked so desirable to him. It looked like something beautiful which he desired to have.
Ubani ozobona bona oyedwa phakathi kwesixuku esingaka over 500,000 wabantu.
Now who would notice anyone doing something in such a great crowd of people, more than 500,000?
Uma ifika ekhaya wangena endlini wamba umgodi wagqiba khona wakufihla.
When he got home into his tent, he dug a hole and there he hid it away, he buried it.
Emva kwalokho kwathiwa hambani ke senyobhekana nesinye isizwe. Bahamba bayohlola.
After that, they had to go against another town, another city.
Indonga zaseJericho bezazi. Bazumkhulu nobunzima beJericho bafike ayibathi awu shame into ubala le into engelutho ivillage nje elincane.
And when they went out to spy the city of Ai, they looked down on it. They said, oh, this is such a small city in comparison to Jericho with its great and massive walls. This is just a small place.
Basuka baya khona bathi akudingeki nokuthi siye sonke akuhambe nje abambalwa bahamba uma behamba banqotshwa bahlulwa ngalaba bantu abangelutho.
And they say we don't even need the whole army. Just a few soldiers can go against them. And when they got there, they were routed by the enemy. And many of them were killed. Many bodies and corpses lay on the ground.
Singakwazi ukuma phambi kwesitha abaningo abaningi bethu babulawe bachithwe.
When they went back, they went before God and cried out to him and said, oh God, why is it, why have you allowed this, that most of our soldiers there were killed?
Bawa phansi bakhala inyembezi.
They fell down before God and they cried tears.
Ah, uNkulunkulu wathi ningakhali. Ukuze nihluleke, ninqothwe, kungesizathu sokuthi u-Israyeli wonile.
And God said, why do you lie on your faces? Get up. The reason that Israel was defeated is because Israel had sinned.
Thina singathi hayi, u-Israyeli akonanga, kona umuntu oyedwa.
We might say, well, it wasn't Israel that had sinned. It was only one man.
UNkulunkulu wathi, angikwazi ukuba nani, ngoba khona umuntu oyisigangi phakathi kwenu. Kukhona umuntu olisela phakathi kwenu. Waphambana nezwi lami. Wakwenza okungafanele.
And then God said, I cannot be with you. Because there's one person in your midst who has sinned, who is a thief, who has not upheld my word.
Wathi uNkulunkulu zingcweliseni. Kusasa akube yilona lo azingcwelise. Bese nisondele kimi. Ngiza kumveza lo muntu, ngimdalule owonile.
And God said, let Israel sanctify itself. Let each man sanctify himself before God. And tomorrow gather before me And then I will expose that person.
Bafika bafika kwase qhamuka uAkhani wama phambi koJoshua inciku yenkosi.
And as they did that, they sifted them and sifted until eventually Achan stood before the servant of God.
Wathi khuluma iqiniso Akhani.
And he said, "Now speak the truth, Achan."
Kwase kutholakala iqiniso ukuthi uAkhani untshontshile unento endlini yakhe engcolile ephambene nezwi lenkosi.
And then it came out that Achan had something defiled in his tent, something that was against the word of God. He said, "Come out now with the truth, my son." And so he did.
He
said, "Where is your wife and your children?" They were fetched.
Uyabona lapho efihla lento umkakhe wathula ngoba phela abantu abashadile bayavunana abantu abashadile omunye akakwazi ukulahla omunye cha kulikhoni wathula umkakhe wacimeza.
You see, when he brought that stuff into his tent and hid it, his wife and his children were there. They saw him, but his wife covered up the matter because people that are married, they don't easily bring out the sin of their spouse. They cover it. They defend him. Isn't it like that, wives?
Nabanye abangamadoda bangenwa bagqoke ilogwe. Bathathe into yowesifazane nabo bacinise bacimeze bavune omkabo khona amadoda njalo aphuphile.
And then you get some faded men as well that behave like women and also cover up the sin of their wives.
Neningane zasuka zathula zazi ukuthi ubaba uyifihlile lento. Kodwa bathula. Asazi ukuthi wakhuluma yini ubaba.
And then
angazi ukuthi bona bebenhloboni.
And then
kodwa abakwaZulu bangathe ngiyesaba ukuveza iqiniso ngoba ngiyobulawa.
The children also knew what was going on. I don't know what their father had said to them. If it was like a Zulu family, a traditional family, they might say, "Well, you know, I'm afraid to say anything about this and bring it into the light. I might be killed."
But for the sake of peace, I'll keep quiet.
That's what the whites say. For the sake of peace, I'll keep quiet.
UNkulunkulu wathi ngo Joshua mkhandeni uAkhani nimbulale nikhande nomkakhe nibulale nengane zakhe zonke angifuni ukuthi kusala nagunda nembongolo yakhona ibulaleni. Baqoqwa balethwa bonke bakhandwa ngamatshe bakhandwa kwamatshe kwaze kwaba inqwaba enkulu yamatshe. UNkulunkulu wathi isono singenile kodwa namhla isono asilutho asilutho siyavuna isono.
And God said that
siyamvuna nomuntu owonayo nengane yakho yathula ngakho. Kodwa uqonda ukuthi isono singukufa noma usibona sincane noma sincane emehlweni akho kodwa kuNkulunkulu sinkulu.
God said his wife, his children, all his animals, including himself, they all had to be stoned to death. That's what God said to Joshua. So they brought them together and they were stoned until they were all dead with a big pile of stones. God's judgment came against that sin. God said that sin had entered the camp. But today sin is just taken lightly. We just defend people. We don't see it as anything serious. But sin brings about death. We need to realize that sin is something serious. It brings about death. You need to fear it more than the most poisonous snake, even a mamba itself. There's nothing that is so poisonous as sin. And even if you preach the gospel, if you allow sin in your life, you're on your way to hell.
Iko kuthwa nanti izwi esalizwa kuye esinishumayeza lona lokuthi uNkulunkulu ngokhanya ubumnyama abukho kuye nakanye ubumnyama besono abukho kuye nakanye.
And that is why this is the message that we have heard from him and declare to you that God is light, and in him there is no darkness whatsoever. Sin is that darkness. There is no darkness in God. I told you last week about the funeral that we had. I arrived
late.
Because of the mist, our aeroplane couldn't land where we intended to land. We had to turn around. When I arrived, the person next to whom I sat said to me, "You know, your choir, when it sang, really touched the hearts of the people."
But in Asekaleni, Sipenduka, go 1950, Besinje, go to Namsa, Sokwapela lo.
And they said, when they got converted, this person said, in 1950, when God worked amongst them, they said, we were like that as well. But today, all that has come to an end. When we got converted and were saved, we were like that. And I said, then, what are you like today? I said, well, today we dance. We jump up and down and move our bodies.
Ngamangala ngilapho ngihleli khona ngabuka ngangabona nowesifazane oyedwa ofaka amabhlukwe. Kodwa ekhandake sezizindinwele seziyaqeshwa siyashiswa.
Not one was wearing pants, but their heads were really titivated with the most fancy hairstyle and hairdos you can think about.
Bethi kodwa lapho siphenduka kwekubekungekho konke lokho sekungena manje ngesimodini.
I said, what, when we got converted, when we were saved, it wasn't like that. All this changed and came about now in the modern times.
kuyathandazwa kuthandaza wonke umuntu omunye uyaqula omunye uyathandaza yeke umsindo ogona.
When they pray, everybody prays together. One person will sing at the same time. Another one will pray. My, what a great noise there is.
Ngikhumbula ngezo 1955 ngavakashela elinye ibandla. Uma ngikulo beqala ukufika khona. Bathi sesocela ke umfundisi tekena athandaze.
I remember in 1955 when I got to a particular church for the very first time, they said, we're going to ask Reverend Stegen to pray for us. He will lead us in
prayer.
So when I started praying, all of a sudden, everybody else also opened their mouths and started praying. And I was amazed at this great noise. So I just shut my mouth and listened to their noise. And after they had all finished, when they had all finished praying, then only did I pray. I thought, let me teach them. What does it help if they all pray and they ask me to lead them in prayer? They don't hear what I'm praying. And so things change as times change and things, modern things creep into the church. But when they were saved, when they were young, it wasn't like that. Well, if you want to do it there where you come from, that's fine. But then don't expect me to lead you in prayer when you start making all this noise. Such a noise. How can such prayers reach heaven?
Omunye wafika. Wathi ngiyakhawula kuwe Stegeni. Ukuthi usemi lapho ubumi khona. Ndulo ndulo. Awukangenwa yonke lento esegcwele umhlaba wonke. Kubuhlungu ukuba nabantu abaphuphile bengasemi lapho bebemi khona ngosuku lokuqala.
One person came to me and said, Reverend Stegen, I want to congratulate you. I want to shake your hand because you are still there where you were years ago when you began. You haven't changed. You haven't shifted with the changing times. But oh, how heartbreaking it is when you see people being influenced with all sorts of evil influences in the world.
Ukuthi abukho bomnyama kuNkulunkulu nakanye uma isono sesingene kuwe nakumkakho nasenganeni zakho kufanele ukuthi uphuphe namademoni asuke akhe isidleko sabo khona.
But I say it cannot be otherwise. When people forget this word that in God there is no darkness. When you allow sin to come into your life and into the life of your wife and your children, it is then that people fade away spiritually. They lose their color and they become a place where Satan makes his nest. If you read the letter to the Laodiceans,
Kutonako kushoyo u amen.
Where it says, this is what the Amen says. The true and faithful witness.
Amen. Igama likaNkulunkulu lelo likaJesu. Yebo, iAmen usho ukuthi iqiniso leli. Kodwa kuyigama likaJesu. Kuthwani ngaliphathe igama likaNkulunkulu ngeze. Kodwa sesongena. Amen. 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 Senzani? Sehlisele isiqalekiso. Inganizwi lithi ningaliphathi ngeze igama likaNkulunkulu. Umuntu uma ikhuluma sekhohle ukuthi uzothini athi amen. Athi amen. Avali isikhala. Negama likaNkulunkulu. Ukuthiwa ningaliphathi ngeze.
Did you realize that amen is one of the names of Jesus? Yes, amen does mean it is the truth, but it is one of the names of Jesus. And God's word says we should not take the name of God in vain. But then you find people just shouting amen, amen, because they don't know what else to say.
Kubhlungu uma sibetha, uma siphupha ekholweni, uma sikwenze ukukholwa kube yisekisi.
It's terrible when we make Christianity just to be like a circus and the church to be like a circus, a place where animals, baboons and monkeys do their tricks.
Kuyaphela ukholwa emhlabeni. Futhi liyothukwa igama leNkosi. Ngathi ngisho abangakholwa bazosithuka.
Can we criticize our children when they fail to live for God and when they do and live as they live? When we, the parents, become faded spiritually as we do, we that are supposed to lead them, that they see that in our lives.
Ngesikhathi sika Akhane baqonda abantu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ungcwele ngcwele. Akuntshontshwa khona. Akuqanjwa manga khona. Akuhlanganwa nezwe khona. Kufanele ukuthi impi yonke noma inkulu kangakanani izingcwelise.
In the time of Achan, the host of Israel realized and understood that God is holy. He is most holy. And there is no room for stealing. There is no room for lies or for the world. But people need to be sanctified, and the whole of Israel need to be sanctified before God.
A testament in El Tala, Gutom Priestom Kulu, Ubenga Sabo, Nigashe Meshwe. Umpriest eli. Ube namadodana amabili. Ayikhonze ethempelini. Kodwa khona ethempelini bashela abafazi. Abafazi babantu nezingane zabantu.
We read about the priest who had become old by the name of Eli, who had two sons who served in the temple or in the tabernacle. And they were sinning with the women, sleeping with them at the in the entrance of the tent, in the tabernacle, in the place where God should be served.
Unkulunkulu wathi, Eli, khuza ingane zakho, khuza imkhuba yabo. Wathi, hayi bantu bami, musani ukwenza lokho, akukuhle lokho. Nizobona abantu, liyothuka igama leNkosi. Kamusani wabapolisha, wabapolisha. Af kununkulu athuma amaFilisti, balwa nabo eMispa. Angithuma usuka la uye Greater Win. Ikhona indawo ebizwa ngokuthi eMispa. bekuse Mispa lapho behlangana nabakwa Israyeli.
And then God said to Eli, rebuke your sons. And so he went to them and he said, my sons, don't do this. You know, it's not good. The people will start talking. You'll bring disgrace on our family's name and on the name of God. Please don't do that. But he just did it like that in a soft way. And then God sent the Philistines to fight against the Israelites. And the battle's lines met at Mizpah, the same name as the place that we have here towards Greytown.
Wakhuluma njengegundane liyaluma phephethe luma phephethe khuza ingane yakho phephethe khuza ingane yakho phephethe ngoba uthanda ukuthi izwe ubuhlungu uYesu wakhuluma kanjalo umpriest omkhulu kwase kugijima umuntu eza kuye umpriest omkhulu wathi kwenze njani wathi hawu baba amadodana akha omabili afila abulawa yisitha. Nomphongolo wenkosi uthathiwe uthathwa ngamaFilisti. Wawanyovana ube mkhulu esemdala kwanqamuka intamo wafanaye. Yena nabafana bakhe bafa ngosuku olodwa. Uzofa nengane zakho kanjalo.
He just soft-soaped the issue with his children. Not trying to be too harsh. Not trying to offend them. Just soft-soaping it. But then God sent those Philistines and he got the message from the battle lines as he was at home. And the person said, oh, Father, your two sons were killed in battle. And the Philistines have captured the Ark of the Covenant. And when he heard that, he fell over backwards and broke his neck. And died on the same day as his sons.
Sibabekela omanqishane. Bukana amabhathi akhona namhlanje emhlabeni. Bukana izifo esiqhumayo. Kodwa akekho okhuza umhlola. Ethi liyabhubha izwi. Samshiya uNkulunkulu. Siyakholwa kodwa siyawaqamba amanga. Siyakholwa kodwa siyazenza izinto.
God's word says we should not serve idols, but today we worship idols. There are so many things in our lives in which we place our trust instead of in God. And God says, do not lie, but we lie. Do not do this, but we do that. God doesn't allow that. In God, there is no darkness at all.
David wasenza isono. Kodwa lapho esenzile isono wahlupheke emini nasebusuku. Wangalala ubuthongo kwangafika. Uthe amathambo akhe acobozeka aphela.
David sinned against God, but after that he suffered so much. He could find no sleep for his eyes. His bones withered within him.
Kushukuti, waze wavuma. Wasukuma wakonda kumprofetu Nathani. Kwiloke kale kaya, ekale kaya. Ese kamelwe nati nkulunkulu ngithethelele. Waze wasukuma waya kuDavidi. Wathi Nkosi. Ngonile wasivuma isono sakhe.
He wept day and night about his sin. And eventually he went to the prophet as well, Nathan, and he said, I have sinned against God.
Isono si into yokufa.
Sin leads to death.
Asikho isifo esibulalayo njengesono.
There is no disease that destroys as much as sin.
Ayikho into eyingozi njengesono noma wasenza usemncane noma ubaba wakhe esefile noma wakhe esefile kodwa sona sisemi uthi uyafika ezulwini ngeke ungene.
There is nothing as dangerous as sin. No matter when you've committed that sin, it might have been even when you were a young child. Your father and mother in the meantime have passed away. But that doesn't remove that sin. When you stand before the heavenly portals one day, that sin will close the way for you.
Kuze kuthiwa uma sithi sinenhlanganyelo naye uNkulunkulu sibe sisahambe bumnyameni sinamanga asenzi iqiniso.
And it says that if we say we have fellowship with him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth.
Nomungasho ukuthi ngisekhanyeni kodwa uma usahambe bumnyameni kukhona into yobumnyama empilweni yakho ufihle isono usiqibe noma ulaka ukuzenzisa igqubu noma ikuphi ubambele umuntu igqubu noma inzondo unamanga iqiniswa likho kuwe.
You might say that you're walking in the light, you claim to have fellowship with God, and yet you walk in the darkness. There are things of darkness in your life. There are lies, there are grudges. You hate somebody else. You lie. You are not walking in the truth.
Kepha uma sihamba ekukhanyeni njengalokhu yena uqobo esekukhanyeni khona sinenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye negazi lika Jesu indodana yakhe liyasihlambulula ezonweni zonke.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin.
UNkulunkulu ngukhanya, uyena owadala izulu, uyena owadala inkanyezi, nenyanga, nelanga. Ilanga likhanya kangakanani, pho ke yena qobo lwakhe ukhanya kangakanani. Kumele ukuba nawe uhambe ekukhanyeni njengokuba naye esekukhanyeni.
God is the light, and God is our creator. He created the heavenly bodies such as the sun and the stars. And if the sun can shine as bright as it does, how bright then isn't God's light? And the Bible says we need to walk in that light as God is in the light.
Uma sihambe kuloko kukhanya.
And if we walk in that light, then the blood of Jesus purifies us from our sin. Now, you fathers,
Buka istimela. Istimela asidonswa amatrokwe. Sidonswa ikhanda. Nawe ikhanda lo muzi. UNkulunkulu uzokubiza ngelinye ilanga. Athupha umkakho. Ziphi ingane zakho. Ubusisiweke uma uzokusho ukuthi Nkosi, nakho mina la kanye nomngame nengane zakho. UNkulunkulu uzoyifuna kuwe ezandleni zakho.
Men realize that you too are going to die. And often men die before the women, before their wives. And you'll have to stand before God, before whom you'll have to give an account of your life. You stand in front of the Most Holy One, the One who shines brighter than the sun. And you'll have to give an account of your life. How wonderful wouldn't it be if you can say, Lord, here am I, together with my wife and the children that you have given me.
Ngisho umthetho wakwaZulu uma nihlangene etshwaleni amadoda ehleli ngapha amakhosikazi ahleli ngapha niyaphuza nanga umkakho ebanga umsindo abayi kumkakho bamthulisa bathi wesibanibani ikhuze inja yakho akunjalo madoda ikhuze inja yakho Ibhekene nawe lentsha. Ngosuku lokwahlulelwa. Nizwile lomhlophe efakaza. Ngesikhathi ephenduka. Ubehlele emuva ebhentshini lokugcina. Uthi lapho kukhulunywa ngonkulunkulu olijaji. Wazibona esebhokisini. Ebona abantu bonke amehlo onke abheke kuye. Athi na indaba bo, kuzoba njani uma nawe usumi phambi kwakhe uNkulunkulu, ijaji lamajaji.
You heard from the testimony how the person who shared his testimony said that he sat right at the back row, and then it was preached about the word that God is our judge, and everybody looked around and looked at him, and he realized that he too had to. Give an account of his life, that God was judging him and that he had to repent. How wonderful wouldn't it be if you too now would realize that you are standing before God the judge.
Bese kuthiwa evesini lika 8. Uma sithi asinasono, siyazikhohlisa. Neqiniso alikho kithi.
In verse 8 it says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
Kodwa uma sizivuma izono zethu, uthembekile ulungile ukuba asithethelele izono, asihlambulule kukho konke kungalungi.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
Uma sithasonanga, simenza umqambi manga, nezwi lakhe alikho kithi.
If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives.
Angazike. Uma silizwa izwi lenkosi, siyalimukela yini? Liyamukeleka yini? Sithi yebo nkosi uqinisile.
When we hear God's word, do we receive it? Do we accept it? Do we say, yes, Lord, it is the truth? The gospel enters into a person's life and transforms him.
Nampa abathemsayo. Sithokozele umkhwenyana athola umakoti. Sithokozele yena futhi ukuba aphenduke. Washiya phansi izinto ayibhemayo. Washiya phansi utshwala ngobe sehlangene nalonkulunkulu ongukhanya.
We thank God for the engaged couple. We are so thankful for the young man that he will be getting a wife. And we are thankful that when God spoke to him that he obeyed, he got converted, he left his drinking and his smoking.
Umakhoti naye. Agcinwe eyintombi nto kukhona okumnandi okuhle njengevangeli usuke ube nabantwana abakulalelayo kodwa umnengane zikuthuke zithi siyokubulala azikuhloniphi ibuhlungu leyo nto kodwa UNkulunkulu uzoyifuna kuwe nokho bekufanele ukuthi uhlupheke emini nasebusuku uthi ziphingane zami ngaphandle kokuthi usoyinikele kuSathana kodwa uma usayifuna ezulwini bekufanele ukuthi kube kulowo mshikashika ukuthi inkosi ngisize.
We thank God also for the young girl who's kept herself pure through the gospel. Is there anything as wonderful as the gospel which keeps a person pure? And where that child is even obedient to the parents, where the parents don't have to be worried about my child that is rebellious. Oh, how wonderful isn't the gospel? But if your children are rebellious, then trouble yourself before God day and night so that they might be saved.
Alikwazi ukuba neseli bese suka emakhoneni dlaliseli ubuke intombi esele ubuke amahlazo esele uthintane nentombi uyishele ngesele ngoba awubonwa umuntu.
That we would be
abukhala ukuthi awubonwa umuntu ophezu konke uyakubona.
That we would be a church that walks in the light, in which there is no darkness, nobody going behind corners and being busy there with their cell phone, there in secret, in darkness, looking at pornographic pictures, looking at disgraceful things, flirting with girls on the cell phone. But, and thinking nobody sees him or her. In the meantime, God sees you.
Indawo yakho ayikho ebandleni. Indawo yakho iphandle. Kulaba abagila imkhuba. Kulaba abangaya ezulwini. Abayimisele ngesihogo. Ibandla likaNkulunkulu lidinga ukuthi libe ngcwele ngcwele. Libe sekukhanyeni, njengokuba uNkulunkulu esekukhanyeni, ukuze sibe nenhlanganyelo naye. Ukuba nenhlanganyelo noNkulunkulu, kukhona ukudlula lokho, ubuhle balokho, ube indoda, enenhlanganyelo noNkulunkulu, ukhulume noNkulunkulu.
The place for such a person is not inside the church, but outside with those who are determined to go to hell. But not in the church. The church should be in the light. Just as God is in the light. Then His blood purifies us from sin. And we have fellowship with one another and with God. Is there anything as wonderful as that? Having fellowship with God?
Unkulunkulu usifuna kulokho. Nengane zethu usifuna kulokho. Hayi kokunye. Hey ukholwa. Ningakwenzi. Kube into yokusonta nje. Kusonteke intamo. Esikhundleni sokuthi ubhekele, ubheke phansi.
That is where God wants us. We the church. That's where He wants us as the parents. That's where He wants our children, where He wants our children as well. Not that we are just religious and make church just to be something that is religious.
Okhokho bethu baqhamuka enyakatho.
My forefathers came from North Germany.
Kutobe khona inyanga, khona nezinyanga ezimhlophe. Kukhona izinyanga ezimhlophe, khona nezangoma ezimhlophe ezibhodlayo.
And they say that there were white witches and witch doctors in that area.
Khona munye bebembizwa ukuthi Father Ast. Enyakatho natural man. Abantu bebeza kuye ngeyitimela.
And there was one person there in northern Germany with the name of Father Ast. And people came from far and near, even by train, coming to him.
Ngelinye ilanga wafa ngoba luyeza usuku lokufa.
One day he died, for your day of death is coming. Make no mistake.
Ungaba umuntu ongahloniphi, onoshiki, odelelayo, Kodwa usazoya enkanini.
You might be disrespectful, rebellious, cheeky, insolent, but you'll still face up to a day that'll get rid of that starch.
Lapho uNkulunkulu uthi uzofika ekugcineni ke manje.
Where God says, now you've come to the end.
Wafa.
And so he died.
Bamfaka ebhokisini.
And so they placed him in the coffin.
Ele mali ngoba ubecebile, ngoba ezinye inyanga zicebile.
He had made a lot of money through his witchcraft and he was wealthy, so they placed him in a very expensive casket.
Uma bamfaka ebhokisini. Ngakusasa lapho bevula ibhokisi bebona intamo yakhe ichintshiwe isontekile ebheke phansi la emuva bheke phezulu ubuso phansi isifuba sibheke phansi uNkulunkulu wamphula intamo ebhokisini.
And they placed him in that casket. The next morning, when they opened the coffin, they found that his face, he was face down. His body was facing up, but his head was facing down. His head had turned right around 180 degrees. God twisted his neck right there in the coffin.
Noma ungaba ubani, noma ungaba uprince, sizwile ngobaba, obe nguprince kaSathane. Kodwa ngomusa kaNkulunkulu waphenduka.
No matter whom you might be, even if you're a prince, we heard from our uncle that he was a prince, but a prince of Satan, but by God's grace he got converted and he's serving the Lord today.
Sag mir mal, wie lange ist deine Frau schon heimgegangen? Wie lange ist deine Frau schon heimgegangen? 4 Jahre.
It's now 4 years that his wife has passed away.
Sekuyiminyaka emine. Umkakhe shonile. Ich dachte, du bist älter als ich. Meine schon im 7. Jahr.
Uthi ubaba, ubethi ubaba lona umdala kunaye. Kodwa ke kulokho ubaba umdala kunaye ngoba umkababa seshone iminyaka esikhombisa. Ehambile.
Kuyabuye kuyabuye kusize ngoba kuze ngishumayelele wathi umfelwa wathi angifuni ukushunyayelwa abanye abafundisi ngifuna ukuthi ngishunyayezwe wena ngoba wena uyakwazi ukuthi kunjani ukuba ufelwe umngakho umphilele uNkulunkulu noma engekho ngathi hey baba mbishop kuyaphileka.
God uses even that to be a widower because one preacher whose wife passed away recently said, I want you to come and preach because you've also lost your wife. I don't want to hear from others. And he said, how is it? How did you experience it? And I said to him, I can share with you, one is able to live victoriously even in this stage of one's life. Now I'm closing.
Impilo yakho iphilayo inhloboni.
What kind of a life do you lead?
Uyaphila ekukhanyeni.
Do you walk in the light?
Njengokuba uNkulunkulu esekuphileni.
As God is in the light and in life.
Khona iculo lamajalmani eldala bengilthanda kabi kodwa basalculi namhlanje. Lasst uns im Lichte wandeln, wie Gott im Lichte ist. In dem Licht sollen wir wandeln. Wandelst du in diesem Licht? Umage ukuloko kukhanya njengokuba yena sekukhanyeni, soba nenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye.
There is a hymn which the old Germans used to sing. Unfortunately, they don't sing it anymore. It says, let us walk in the light. Exactly as he is in the light. And if we walk in that light, we will have fellowship one with another.
Sibe nenhlanganyelo noNkulunkulu. Sibe nenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye. akwazi ukusho ukuthi ningene inhlanganyelo noNkulunkulu kodwa unayo inhlanganyelo nomzalwane wakho unamanga akwazi ukuba nenhlanganyelo noNkulunkulu kodwa awunayo inhlanganyelo nomzalwane wakho banamanga abasemabandleni bethi bahamba noNkulunkulu kodwa khona amaqembu qembu phakathi kwabo banamanga akwazi ukuba khona amaqembu kusho ukuthi abanye bahambe ebumnyameni abaningi futhi abafazi inyama ebahluphayo ikho bengenayo inhlanganyelo kodwa uma unenhlanganyelo usekhanyeni njengoba uNkulunkulu esekhanyeni uzoba nenhlanganyelo omunye nomunye hayi omunye nabanye omunye nomunye negazi likaJesu liyamhlanza umuntu khona lapho awekho amaqembu ebandleni likaJesu aba namaqembu bangabantu bakaSathane
fellowship with God and fellowship one with another we cannot have fellowship with God and then not have fellowship one with another you're a liar if you say you've got fellowship with him and not with your fellow brethren and there should be no cliques no groupings in or parties in the church of God we should have fellowship one with another but we don't find it in the church why because people are walking in darkness and very often it's the flesh the lust of the flesh that trouble them that's why there's no fellowship one with another but if we're in the light we'll have that fellowship with God and one another
baqalekisiwa abantu abanjalo bayisiqalekiso futhi ebandleni lenkosi
but such people that are in darkness are a curse even in the church
ngiyojabula uma ungena la bese kugxila enhlizweni kodwa ngiyokhala uma ungena la kuphume la
I'll be so glad if what you've heard goes into your ears and into your heart but I'll be sad if it goes in the one ear and out the other
igazi keke lisebenze ke khona lihlanza uma sizivuma izono sisekhanyeni singafihli
then the blood of Jesus will not do its work but it works in our lives when we confess our sin when we bring it to the light and then his blood can be at work within us
ngathi ngiyavala
I said I'm closing
eGermany kukho nomhlophe owasuka wantshontsha inkomasi ebusuku yomunye umlimi
there in Germany was a white man who went at night and he stole his neighbor's cow
Uma esefika esitebeleni somakhelwane wathi kodwa ngizoyithatha kanjani lenkomo wathi ake ngijime ngiye shede ngifuna umchilo
and so he thought but what will I take this cow with along with me with what will I tie it with so he decided to quickly go to the shed of his neighbor and there he found a piece of rim
Azinazo impondwe lezi sengwayo ziyanqunwa fakwe la umchilo
And so he took the strap those cows there that are being milked have no horns so he tied it around
its neck Wayishete wabona umchilo wawuthatha waya khona la lele khona inkomazi wayifaka umchilo wahamba nayo kodwa kushaya uvalo la unembezo umtshela ukuthi uyona njalo
and so he got that strap there in the shed went to the cow where it was lying down tied it around its neck and then he led it away with him and in the meantime his heart was beating furiously he realized that what he was doing was wrong
wayithatha inkomazi wayibeka ekhaya
so he took the cow home
inhliziyo yashaya enovalo uma ezwa into nanga amaphoyisa ezwa nje umsindo hawu asefikile amaphoyisa
but he wasn't at ease even though he was there at home he was on edge. Every time you would hear a noise, you'd think, oh, maybe that's the police. Maybe somebody's coming to arrest me.
Hey. Ngaphambi kokuphuma kwelanga wathi ake ngiye kumniniyo ngiyovuma isono sami.
So before dawn the next morning, he decided, let me rather go back to my neighbor and confess my sin.
Ngono ngiye ngiyovuma isono sami.
Let me just rather go and confess and admit to my sin.
Wahamba.
So he went.
Fike khona basalele.
When he got there, they were still asleep. He knocked at the door.
Why says why inyathelo siza inhliziyo cisho yaphuma ngomlomo.
And he heard the footsteps coming closer to the door, and his heart was beating to such an extent it almost came out his mouth.
Wezwa esevuluki vula emnyango. Awu sawubona sibanibani. Khona ubukhala ngakho na.
And the person, his neighbor, opened the door, recognized him, and said, oh, it's you. Is there anything that I can do for you?
Hey, uthi yakhuluma kube likhuni. Kube ngathi sele sele elisemphinjeni.
And when he wanted to speak, he just couldn't get the words out. It was as if a big frog was blocking his throat.
Why se khuluma wathi awu sibanibani. Ngifike ukuyilahla. Ukuzovuma isono sami ngantshontsha umchilo wakho eshede.
He said, oh, you know, I feel so guilty. I've come to humble myself before you and to confess that I have stolen from you. I stole your strap from your shed.
What house, banbani? How, ngiyaxolela. Ngiyaxolela ngiyaqala ukuthi umuntu afika avume isono sakhe kimi ngiyaxolela ungayihluphi ngomchilo.
And he said, oh, you know, thank you so much for coming to me. I really appreciate it. It's the first time ever anybody has come to me to confess their sin and to admit to it to me. So feel at ease about it. I forgive you completely.
Ngiyaxolela.
I forgive you.
Ungaye ekhaya.
Go home.
Wayesevala emnyango wahamba umuntu wathi aw wasindwa kakhulu kunakuqala. Ngathi aw ngavuma umchilo. Kodwa okungale ekugcineni komchilo angikuvumanga. Angivumanga inkomazi. Kube ngathi seku itshe phezu kwelinye. Akusizi ukuvuma inxenye.
And so he went back home.
Vuma konke. Ungashiyi lutho. Lo muntu wahlale ecindezelekile, ehluphekile. Wavuma umchilo, kodwa akavumanga inkomazi.
More oppressed than what he was before he went there. Because he had confessed the rope, but what was tied to the end of the rope, he didn't confess. So when you confess your sin, confess everything. Bring everything to light. Don't lose, leave any stone unturned.
Asithandazi.
Shall we pray?
Ngiyacela Nkosi ukuthi izwi lakho lingabi izeleze.
Lord, may your word not be in vain.
Kodwa lithele izithelo eziningi.
May it bring forth much fruit.
Lisebenze njengamanje.
And work, Lord, through your Holy Spirit, right now. May there be joy in heaven.
Amen.
Amen.